Dozens more Marshallese community members have been registered to vote this week, thanks to outreach efforts by activists like Albius Latior.
The reason why I think it's really important is because I want the state to know that we are here. There's a good number of Marshallese in Northwest Arkansas. Not only that, but we also want our voice to be heard in our local government.
Following decades of nuclear weapons testing near their atoll nation, Marshall Islanders are considered migrants under a Compact of Free Association, or COFA, agreement with the United States. That means Marshallese can freely enter, live, and work in the U.S., but they're not considered citizens, which means they can't vote in elections.
We are here legally, pay tax. We can go back and forth to the island and back to the state, but one of the things that we cannot do is vote, even though we pay tax.
Children born in the U.S. are considered citizens, and adults can go through the citizenship process. This presidential election cycle, Latior says many Marshallese Americans are old enough to vote, so he wanted to make sure those who are eligible were registered by the October 5th deadline.
So we are really into it, real more active, registering more. Maybe next year, 4 years from now, you will see us going crazy, wanting to go to Australia and register as many as possible.
Latior says he believes his community should have a voice in picking local, state, and national level leadership that makes decisions concerning Marshall Islanders. For example, as COFA migrants, Marshallese adults don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, and he says it's time for that to change.
We are minority and we are underserved community, one of the many underserved community in the U.S. because we don't provide them the number. But after we provide them the number, they will realize that we have more number here.
Dozens of Marshallese community members also died this spring and summer during the COVID-19 outbreak that swept through Northwest Arkansas. Latior says that motivated many Marshallese Americans to register to vote, and now he wants to make sure they actually go to cast their ballot.
I already arranged a bus with one of the nonprofit here, and they are willing to help me carpool all the Marshallese that already registered to the pool.
Latior says he helped more than 100 Marshallese Americans fill out and submit their voter registration forms. The Arkansas Coalition of Marshallese also held outreach events and registered nearly 50 people.